Every day spent dwelling on the event of losing your job is a day spent away from getting out and searching for a new job, which delays actually obtaining a new job. The result of this means a loss of lifetime earnings, a reduction in funds built up for retirement, and a delay in gaining a satisfaction a job often brings to a person. Think about it. Our jobs, even on a bad day, often provide us direction and the satisfaction that we've worked towards some goal. Yes, many people find things outside of employment that give them satisfaction. However, we generally have much of our pride tied to our jobs. Dwelling on a job loss delays our getting back to having such a driving force in our lives. For these reasons alone, it's imperative that you put the job loss event behind you. Learn from the experience and move on. Getting support, your network and physician. As I previously remarked, I was laid off unexpectedly, and I have battled an anxiety disorder my whole life. Needless to say, I was put in a tough position of having a difficult time letting go and not dwelling on the job loss event. Whether you have an overriding health concern or not, you too may find it difficult to put aside a job loss event on your own. In such circumstances, I implore you to seek help. First, look to colleagues and friends, and/or your network, for encouragement during this time. Yeah, I understand it's embarrassing to tell people that you lost your job. However, your network of colleagues and friends can help boost your ego and alleviate your stress, which is critical to your physical and mental health. As for your primary care physician, they can help you alleviate your stress as well, whether it's through medication or consultation. In my case, given my anxiety, my physician prescribed an antidepressant in addition to referring me to a psychologist to help address the job loss stress.